Okay, now we've come to section 48 in our outline, Revelation chapter 20 in verse 4, and we're going to be doing a bit of an interpolation here in the book of Daniel chapter 12 verses 11 and 12, which deals with the 75-day interval and the regathering of Israel. So first I'd like to start with Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, and I'm going to pull in verse 5 also here, just for context. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. And then verse 5 reads, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. And in Daniel chapter 12, in verses 11 and 12, we read, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. So first, so what we're dealing with here is a 75-day interval after the 7-year tribulation period, during which the regathering of Israel will take place. By way of cross-references, I'd also like to read, and following along in our outline, section 48A on page 44, Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed with sackcloth. So these are the two witnesses of Israel who are going to prophesy during the first half of the tribulation, first 3.5 years. And then in Revelation 12:6, we read, and then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So there's the second half of the tribulation, which is another 1,260 days, another 3.5 years, which gets us to the 7 years. And Daniel chapter 9 in verse 27 delineates the difference between the first half of the tribulation and the second half. And then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, that is 1 7, literally, so that's for 7 years. But in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice an offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. So the one who makes desolate, that's the devil, the Antichrist. And he's going to confirm a covenant in the middle of the week at the Great Tribulation. And that's going to reset the clock, if you will, halfway into the tribulation for another 3.5 years. But when we read in Daniel, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, so that's a reference to Daniel 9:27. Up until that time, at least during the first half of the tribulation, the Jews are going to be offering daily sacrifices. There's going to be a temple there, which is what we call the Tribulation Temple. So there's going to be a temple which is going to be built sometime between now and the Tribulation period, or perhaps even at the beginning of the Tribulation period, or sometime between the Rapture and the signing of the covenant, whatever the case may be. And what's going to end up happening is that halfway through the tribulation, the abomination of desolation is set up. Well, that's going to stand until the end of the tribulation, but that's only 1,260 days. But here we read that there shall be 1,295 days. So what that tells us is that even though the 7-year tribulation period is over, I'm sorry, 1,290 days. Even though the tribulation period is over, it is going to be another 30 days are going to pass after the return of Christ until the temple is cleansed and there's a full removal and cleansing of the temple with regard to the abomination of desolation. So we go back to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 31. And we just stay with me here. This is kind of technical stuff, and there's a lot here. Daniel 11:31. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, and they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. And Jesus talks in Matthew 24 of the placing of the abomination of desolation. But here in Daniel 12:11, we've got the removal of the abomination of desolation. And in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 12, we also read, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. So now we've got from 1,260 to 1,290 to 1,335. So, the tribulation period ends after year 7, after the 1,260. 30 days later, the temple will be cleansed, the abomination of desolation removed, and then, according to Daniel chapter 12, verse 12, there's going to be another waiting period, an additional 45 days which are going to pass until the institution of the millennial kingdom. So we have here this period after the 7-year tribulation period, which is a 75-day interval. So the first thing that's going to happen is that the abomination of desolation is going to be removed from the temple. The temple is no longer going to be defiled, but it's going to be cleansed. And it's going to be restored. Now, in Daniel chapter 12, in verse 1 and 2, we read, at that time Michael shall stand up, that great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. So we got 7-year tribulation, that's a time of Jacob's trouble. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. So there's going to be a deliverance, which is going to take place for the remnant of the Jews who are alive, at the end of the time of Jacob's trouble, at the end of the 7-year tribulation, when Christ comes back. And then in verse 2, we read something else. So, verse 1 deals with those Jews who are alive, the remnant of those Jews who are alive in that time, and Messianic Jews of the church age. But in verse 2, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. So this gives the timing of the resurrection of the Old Testament saints, which is going to be within the 75-day interval time frame. Now, we already read this before in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, in verse 29. John chapter 3. And I hope you are too, by the way, friends. This is exciting stuff. Revelation 3:29, where we read, he who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears and rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. So the Old Testament saints are looking forward to the coming of the bridegroom in John's day, not that he's come, but also looking forward to his return in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 9. And then he said to me, right, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. So there's the marriage supper of the Lamb, which means that the Lamb has been married in heaven, and that the marriage supper of the Lamb, which takes place on earth, where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob dine with the saints, with you and I, when that day comes, and we looked at this in some detail a couple segments back, this is a reference here to the Old Testament saints who are going to be guests at the marriage supper. So in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, we read that I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or his image, had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So the bodies of these Old Testament martyrs are going to be reunited and rejoined with their spirits We have the resurrection of the tribulation saints occurring here at this time also. So at this point now, we have the sequence of the resurrection of believers of all dispensations completed. Verse 5, right? The rest of the dead did not live again till the 1,000 years are completed. But all of the saved dead, all of the believers, have been given their resurrection bodies by now. And we're all going to be coming together, and we are going to comprise the millennial kingdom citizenry. And we're going to have been resurrected, our bodies risen from the ground or wherever they were, and rejoin with our spirits, and we're going to be entering into the millennial kingdom. And all of this is done in sequence by the Lord, in order, as it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 20, "But now Christ is risen from the dead, and he has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." And this is the fulfillment of this. All who are in Christ, of all dispensations, Old Testament saints, New Testament saints, tribulation saints, and those who died as martyrs in the tribulation, and those who live through the tribulation are going to go right in with their glorified bodies, kind of like the rapture folks do. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward, listen to this, those who are Christ's at his coming." Afterward, those who are Christ at his coming. So after the second coming of Christ, we have the reference to here to the Old Testament saints and the tribulation martyrs. And then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father. He puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. So that is a reference of the coming of the millennial kingdom, which morphs, for lack of a better term, into the eternal state. And those who are believers will enter into that. So the citizenry of the millennial kingdom has been established. There are four kinds of people who are going to be in the millennial kingdom. First, the church. Second, the Old Testament saints. Third, the tribulation saints. And fourth, believers and children under 7 years old who survive the tribulation are going to continue and live into the millennial kingdom. And it is these believers, and specifically their children, who are innocents, because they haven't reached the age of accountability to be able to choose or reject Christ. Well, these are going to marry. They're going to have children in that age. And these children, these folks and their children, some of them are going to, even though they're living under the reign of Christ, some of their descendants are going to move, they're going to walk away from Christ. They're actually going to end up rejecting him. And sadly, these are the ones whom Satan is going to deceive. So four groups who are going to comprise the millennial kingdom. First, the church, who is going to come back with the Lord at his second coming. The Old Testament saints, who are going to be resurrected during this 75-day interval, the regathering of Israel. The tribulation saints, who are going to also be resurrected during this time, according to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. And believers and the children under 7 years old, who had survived the tribulation. So the regathering of Israel is going to take place during this time. As we said, the tribulation remnant at Bozra in Edom is going. They're part of Israel. The Jews who are saved and live through the tribulation are going to be there. There's going to be the Jewish remnant of the tribulation dispersion. So there are going to be Jews who are going to be dispersed to the four corners of the earth, and they're going to enter into this millennial kingdom and join their Jewish brethren, the resurrected Old Testament saints. And of course, the purpose of the regathering, which is to fulfill the land covenant. Did you know that Israel has never inherited all of the land that was promised to them at one time? Well, now they are going to receive the promises which were given to them way back in the Old Testament, notably Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 10, and they're going to inherit the land that has been promised them by God, and the land covenant will be fulfilled at this time.